姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，从岁首到年终，他一路的保守我们。
We thank the Lord from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. He has protected us.
我们知道我们已经到了2014年末了的一段时间。
We have already come to the end of 2014.
过去这一年好像一转眼就过去了。
It seems as if just through the turning of a blink of an eye, this year has passed by.
在过去一年当中也有许多我们所亲爱的人也离开了我们。
And also many beloved ones of ours have also left us.
当我在主面前为着今天与弟兄姐妹的交通寻求的时候。
And so as I was meditating after what to share with brothers and sisters today.
主在我心里就提醒我一个想法，就是要数算自己的日子。
The Lord reminded me that I need to number my days.
我就想到了诗篇第九十篇。
And I thought of Psalm chapter 90.
我们一起先来读。
Shall we read this together?
在旧约圣经诗篇第九十篇。
In the Old Testament, the book of Psalm chapter 90.
早晨愿意借着这首诗篇和弟兄姐妹一同来学习，来求主指教我们如何数算自己的日子。
And so through this psalm this morning, we hope that the Lord would teach us how to number our days.
好，我们常常现在有很多高科技提醒我们。
We have technology which reminds us.
但是我们要能够数算自己的日子，我们需要神来指教我们。
However, for us to truly number our days, we need the Lord to teach us.
诗篇第九十篇，神人摩西的祈祷。
Psalm chapter 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
You turn man back into dust and say, Return, O children of men.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一根。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草。
You have swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew, toward evening it fades and withers away.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been dismayed.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days have declined in your fury, we have finished our years like a sigh.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you?
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
耶和华，我们要到几时呢？我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Do return, O Lord. How long will it be? And be sorry for your servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上， 愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
让我们再低头有一点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
Lord, we thank you because you have graced our heads with a number of years.
主，我们所经过的路上都滴满了你的脂油。
And all our path, you have anointed our way.
感谢你过去以往的保守和带领。
We thank you for your past protection.
主，我们来到你的面前。
As we come before you.
主，我们谦卑地在你的面前。
We humbly stand in your presence.
我们早晨求你再来指教我们如何数算我们的日子。
This morning again, teach us how to number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So that we may present before you a heart of wisdom.
知道如何在地上能够过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
To know how to live a life that is pleasing to you.
主，愿你的灵亲自在我们中间，向我们每一个心来说话。
Lord, may your spirit speak personally to every one of us.
也愿凡有耳的都应当听。
May all who have an ear let him hear.
愿我们能听见神儿子的声音。
So that we may hear the voice of the Son of God.
就好像我们都能够活起来。
So that all of us may be quickened.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
圣经告诉我们，诗篇第九十篇是神人摩西的祈祷。
The Bible tells us that Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这首诗篇应当是在150卷的诗篇里头最古老的一篇。
This could be the most ancient hymn out of all 150 Psalms.
这里说到摩西，他是神人。
Here it tells us that he is a man of God.
很多时候当我们听见神人的时候，我们就想到他是一个特别属灵的人。
Every time we hear the phrase man of God, we think, oh, this person must be very spiritual.
但这里圣经告诉我们，神人所说的乃是摩西，他是一个属神的人。
However, here when it says the man of God, it means that Moses, he is a man who belongs, who is of God.
就和我们一样。
Just like us.
因为我们都是神用他儿子的宝血所买赎回来归给他自己的人。
Because we are all people who have been purchased, redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord for himself.
所以我们都应当是一般属神的人。
So we are all a group of people who are men of God.
所以这里摩西的祈祷也应当是我们在神面前的祈祷。
So this prayer of Moses also ought to be our prayer before the Lord.
愿早晨我们在神的面前也与摩西有同样的祷告。
So this morning may we have the same prayer as Moses.
求您指教我们如何数算自己的日子。
May you teach us how to number our own days.
这首诗篇很可能是当摩西带领以色列百姓经过旷野漂流40年的后期所写的。
It is possible that Moses wrote this prayer after he had led the Israelites through the wilderness for 40 years.
我们知道神用他大能的手将他的百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
We know that God with his mighty hand had saved the Israelites out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
因着他们在旷野当中，他们不信神，他们背逆神的缘故。
And because of their lack of trust and the rebellion toward God.
他们在那旷野里头多漂流了38年的时间。
There they wandered around for an additional 38 years.
当摩西看见那一代与他一同离开埃及的人。
And so when Moses saw that group of that generation, that group of people that he had led out of Egypt.
他们在旷野里一个一个的过去了。
When one by one they passed away.
所以到了末期的时候，摩西在神面前有这样的一个祷告。
At the end of all that, he had this prayer before God.
这首诗篇与我们今天基督徒也非常有关系。
And so this psalm has very much to do with us today.
因为知道今天我们所生活的这个世界就像那大而可畏的旷野。
Because the world that we live in today is like that great and terrible wilderness.
里头充满了这个世界充满了艰难与危险。
This world is filled with difficulty and danger.
也充满了许多的试探和引诱。
And also filled with much temptation.
因此我们早晨实在需要神来指教我们如何数算我们在世的日子。
And so we truly need God to teach us how to number our days.
叫我们得着一个智慧的心。
So that we may have a heart of wisdom.
叫我们知道我们在世的日子我们不过是客旅。是寄居的。
So that we may know that while we are still living, that we are only strangers and aliens.
所以早晨 我们实在需要神来指教我们如何数算。
So this morning we need the Lord to teach us how to number, how to count.
我们大多数人，我们从很小就开始学这个算术。
But the majority of us, we started learning how to count. We learned our numbers from a very young age.
上一周啊，我跟一位当伯的弟兄啊交通的时候啊，他提到一件事。
Last week when I was having some fellowship with a brother at Dumbo, he mentioned something.
他说他有一个邻居啊，有一个孩子是二年级。
He has a neighbor, and that neighbor has a son who's in the second grade.
他说他这个邻居的孩子二年级啊，已经开始学几何代数。
And so the second grader is learning algebra.
希望我们弟兄提到这个邻居不是我们。当中的弟兄姐妹。
I hope that this neighbor isn't any brother or sister among us.
弟兄说他自己的孩子四年级的孩子呢还正在那里学习这个九九乘法表。
And so our brother said that his own child who's in fourth grade is still working on his multiplication table.
我猜想亚裔的父母亲啊特别关心孩子的教育。
And so my guess is that Asian parents, we care a lot about education for our children.
我就记得我们小时候啊学最开始学数学的时候。
We remember, from our very young age when we started to learn math.
基本上我们所学的就是如果你有五个苹果。
The fundamentals was that, let's say you have five apples.
你吃掉了两个。
And you've eaten two.
还剩几个。
How many do you have left?
这个我们都学过。
We've all learned this.
这是我们最早学的算术。
This is the most basic arithmetic.
所以我们从很小我们就知道，当苹果吃掉了就没有了。
And so we have learned from a very early age, as soon as you've consumed and eaten an apple, it's no longer there.
但是当我们在世上过我们的日子的时候
，However, as we are living our days,
我们却常常忘记了这最基本的算术。
We often forget our fundamental math.
我们在世上过生活的态度。
Our attitude as we live our days.
好像我们在世的日子是无穷尽一样。
As if it were unlimited.
好像我们如何浪费都没有关系。
As if it doesn't matter how much you waste.
所以我们何等需要主来指教我们如何数算我们在世的日子。
So how much we need God to teach us how to number our days.
不然的话，我们在世上就要荒废许多的光阴。
Otherwise, you will waste so many days.
我们可能所过的日子一点在神的面前都没有价值。
Then the many days that you have before God, it has no value or meaning.
诗篇这里说到说我们需要来数算我们自己的日子并不是说到这世上的数算。
And so here when the Bible tells us to teach us to number our days, it's not the numbering of this world.
不是好像说我今年五十岁。
It's not saying because this year I am 50 years old.
那如果我身体健康是一般情形的话呢，那我还有二十年可以活。
That let's say if I am healthy, that I have roughly 20 more years to go.
那如果我好好的保养锻炼的话呢，或许我还可以再活三十年。
But if I take very good care of my health, then perhaps I have 30 more years.
兄姐妹，这里的数算并不是这个意思。
Here when we're numbering, it's not that meaning.
因为明日将如何？我们都还不知道。
Because we do not know about our tomorrow.
就是在我们当中最小的孩子。
Even among us, the youngest child.
他的明天也不在他的手里。
Tomorrow is not within their grasp.
他的明天也不在他父母的手里。
And their tomorrow is not in the grasp of the parents either.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要神来指教我们如何数算我们的日子。
So how much we need God to teach us how to number our days.
这里所说到数算自己的日子，乃是说我们在世所过的日子是不是被神所数算。
So here when we're speaking about numbering our days, it is dependent on whether or not God numbers those days.
也就是说我们在世所过的日子在神那里算不算得数。
That is to say, the days that we live, does it count before God?
这个我们就不太会算了。
And in that regard, it's more difficult to number.
所以我们实在需要神来指教我们。
So here we need him to teach us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在世的日子不一定是被神所数算的。
The days that we live on earth may not be counted by God.
其实我们很多在世所过的日子并不被神来数算。
It is possible that many of our days are not counted by God.
比方说在我们蒙恩得救以前的日子
For example, the days of our lives before we came to know Him are not counted by Him.
我们记得在创世纪的第四章、第五章里头， 记载了两个不同的家谱。
We know that in Genesis chapter 4 and 5, there are two family genealogies.
第四章里记载了该隐的家谱，记得非常的简略。
In Genesis chapter 4, there is the genealogy of Cain that is recorded, and it's very simple there.
在创世纪第五章里头所记载的乃是赛特的家谱，记载的就比较详尽。
And so in Genesis chapter 5, there is recorded Seth's genealogy, and there it's more detailed.
这两个家谱的记载它是不同的。
These two recordings of these genealogies, they're different.
不同的原因乃是该隐和赛特这两个人在神面前是不一样的光景。
The reason for the difference is because the condition of Cain and Seth are different before God.
该隐是一个得罪神、远离神的人。
Cain was one who sinned against God and was far from God.
该隐与神之间并没有太多的交通。
Cain did not have much fellowship together with God.
所以我们看见该隐的家谱在神面前就没有太多是被神所数算、所纪念的。
And so we know that Cain's family's genealogy was not really counted before the Lord.
而赛特的家谱之所以在神面前他记载的比较详尽。
And we see that Seth's genealogy, his family's recording was detailed, was recorded in much more detail.
那是因为赛特他是代替亚伯的。
Was because Seth, he represented Abel.
我们知道亚伯是一个认识神的人。
We know that Abel was one who knew God.
亚伯他是一个属神的人。
He was a man of God.
他是蒙神所悦纳的一个人。
He was one who is accepted by God.
亚伯与神他 是有一个真实的交通的一个人。
Abel was one who had a true living communication with God.
所以我们看见赛特的家谱在神面前就有许多是被神所数算所纪念的。
And so Seth's family genealogy was remembered and documented by God.
兄姐妹我不晓得、大家知不知道我们年长的魏弟兄他与中国的江主席他们曾经是同学。
I don't know if brothers and sisters know, but Brother Wei in the past, he was a classmate with President Jiang.
他们有一段时期都在上海交大的宿舍里头都住在宿舍里头。
For a period of time, when they were at the university in Shanghai, they lived in the same dormitory.
我听说有一天那个魏弟兄在电视上看到那个江主席的时候，他说：“哎，我认识这个人。”
And so one time when he was watching TV and he saw President Jiang, he said, "Hey, I know that person."
所以他们两个应该是不一定是同班，但是呢，他们是在宿舍里头的同学。
They may not have been at the same level grade, but at least they stayed in the same dorm.
当我思想这两个人在神面前的一生
，And so when I think back to all the life of these two people，
我相信江主席在中国的历史里头有许多是被记载、是被数算的。
I do believe that in China's history, at least for President Jiang, his days and all his the things that he went through have been documented and recorded in history.
我想在中国的历史里头应该是没有记载我们的魏弟兄。
And perhaps in Chinese history, Brother Wei is not recorded there.
但是在神的心里头。
But in God's heart.
在神所记的历史里头。
In the history that God records.
我相信魏弟兄在神的历史里头所记载的年日，绝对是比江主席来的多。
I do believe that the recording in God's heart of Brother Wei's days are recorded much more as compared to President Jiang.
弟兄姐妹，我们属灵的年日就是根据我们在神面前的光景来决定的。
Our spiritual years are determined by how we live.
当我们还远离神，我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候。
When we are far from God and when we are still in our sins and transgressions.
我们与神没有交通的日子里。
When in the days where we have no fellowship with God.
这些日子在神面前是不被数算的。
Those days are not numbered or counted by God.
当我们后来悔改信了主。
After we repent and believe in Him.
当我们归向神，我们与神有了交通。
And after we turn to Him and have fellowship with Him.
我们的属灵年日才开始在神面前被他来计算。
Then our spiritual days begin to count.
那么当我们蒙恩得救、蒙恩信主之后的日子，是不是每一天在神面前都是被数算的呢？
So after we are saved, is it that every single day after our salvation they count before God?
弟兄姐妹，你们觉得你们信主以后的日子是不是都被神数算呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel that all your days after your salvation that they count before God?
好像说我信主二十多年了。
Now that I believed in the Lord for 20 some years.
所以在主的面前二十多年他都 把它数算下来。
Now, all these 20-some years before God's presence, he has documented all of them.
弟兄姐妹，未必如此。
Is that so?
我们信主以后的日子未必是被神所数算的。
Are all the days after our salvation, are they counted by God?
或者说未必都是被神所数算的。
They ought to all be counted by God.
我们看见以色列出埃及以后的日子未必在神那里都是被神所数算。
We know that the days after after they were saved, they needed to be counted by God.
我们知道当以色列人从埃及离开之后，他们经过三个月就到了西乃山。
We know that the Israelites, after they left Egypt, they came to Mount Sinai after 3 months.
他们在西乃山那里住了十个月的时间。
At Mount Sinai, they lived there for 10 months.
在出埃及之后的第二年二月。
And so after leaving Egypt, the second year and second month,
他们就离开了西乃山，要往神所应许他们的迦南地去。
They left Mount Sinai and were going towards the promised land of Canaan.
可是当他们到了加里斯巴尼亚的时候
However, when they arrived at Kadesh Barnea,
我们知道摩西就差遣12个探子去窥探神的应许地。
We know that Moses sent out 12 spies to take a look, spy out the land.
那段历史我想我们都熟悉。
Now we're all familiar with that history.
其中因着10个探子所报的恶信
And among the 10 spies who gave the evil report,
以至于神的百姓他不信神
Because through that, the people did not believe in God.
他们不听从神的话
They did not trust in God's word.
他们不要进到迦南地区
They did not want to enter into the land of Canaan.
因此神的愤怒就临到了他们
And so God's wrath came upon them.
说那一代的人他们不能够进入神所应许的迦南美地
And so that generation of people, they could not enter into the promised land that God had given them.
此后他们便在那旷野里头漂流了38年的时间。
Therefore, they wandered around in the wilderness for 38 years.
最后大多那一代的人都倒闭在旷野里头。
And so then, the majority of that generation, they all fell in the wilderness.
到了他们子孙的时候，他们后来才跟随约书亚进了神的应许迦南美地区。
It wasn't until their grandchildren, they followed Joshua into the promised land.
所以我们看见摩西那一代的人他们本来2年的时间就可以进到神的应许地区。
We see that originally, that generation that followed Moses, after 2 years' time, they could enter into the promised land.
结果他们多花了38年时间在旷野里头流荡。
However, they wandered for an additional 38 years in the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们的属灵的路程上，是不是也是如此
？Brothers and sisters, in our spiritual path, is it the same?
神用他儿子的血救赎了我们。
God has used the precious blood of His Son to redeem us.
神用他大能的手把我们从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
With His mighty hand, He has saved us out of the land of slavery.
结果有不少的时候，我们在旷野里头荒废了我们在世的日子。
But so often we waste the days that we have wandering around in the wilderness.
有多少的时候，本来在我们身上的一些的问题。应当是几天几个礼拜就能够被解决的。
Oftentimes, the problems that we have can be or should be solved within a few days or even a few weeks.
结果过了几个月，过了几年，甚至于10几20年，我们身上的软弱和难处还不能够被对付掉。
But oftentimes, it's not just, it may be several months or it may be several years. Those problems still have not been fully solved.
我们身上的难处就好像当日的以色列人在旷野绕行一样。
The obstacles in our life, they are just like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness.
只有以色列人在旷野里浪费了38年的日子。
And so the Israelites wasted 38 years of time in the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹，我们也在我们所生活这个世界里头，我们也荒废了许多宝贵的光阴。
Brothers and sisters, in this world, we often also waste the days that we have.
弟兄姐妹，那些日子是何等的宝贵。
Those days are so precious.
弟兄姐妹，当我们回头想我们过去所荒废的年日。
So brothers and sisters, when we think back on the days that we have wasted,
我们心里头会不会有一个深深的懊悔
？In our hearts, do we deeply regret?
我们是不是应当向神来祷告
？Should we pray back to the Lord?
主啊，求你为我们赎回。过去那蝗虫马蚱所吃去的日子。
Lord, help us to redeem those days that have been eaten away by the locusts.
愿早晨我们收到 从主的话受到一点的警醒。
So this morning, may we be warned by God's word.
因为我们不要像当日的以色列人一样。
May we not be like the Israelites at that time.
继续在我们所生活的这个世界里头荒废我们宝贵的光阴。
That we would waste the days that the Lord has given to us.
因为我们实在没有像他们有那三十八年可以荒废。
Because we do not have 38 years to waste.
我不晓得你们有没有。
I don't know if you have any.
我知道我是没有。
I know I don't have any.
所以愿早晨主来提醒我们。
So this morning may the Lord remind us.
提醒我们来学习，来明白该如何数算我们在世的日子。
That we would learn how to number our days.
那我们的日子如何是被神所数算的呢？
Then how are our days numbered by God?
这里诗篇一开始，摩西祷告说：“主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。”
Here in the beginning, Moses prays, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations."
这个居所就是说到家。
This dwelling place speaks of our home.
问大家，刚刚弟兄带我们唱的诗歌是叫什么
？Let me ask you, the hymn that our brother just led us to sing, what is it called?
错，感谢主，有一些弟兄你们记得哈。
Some remember.
唱完诗歌，至少我们记得我们唱了什么。
At least you remember what you just sang. This world is not my home.
歌词内容不一定全部记得。
Perhaps you don't remember all the lyrics.
至少我们要记得这首歌的歌名。
At least remember the title of the hymn.
我们一起说。
Let's say it together.
这世界非我家。
This world is not my home.
好，所以刚刚弟兄提醒我们。
So our brother just reminded us.
那我们的家在哪里
？Where is our home?
我们的家应当是我们所爱的人所在的地方。
Our home is the place of where we live together with our beloved ones.
所以这居所就是家的意思。
And so dwelling place has the meaning of home.
这里摩西说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Here Moses says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
也就是说，神是我们的家。
That is to say, God, you are our home.
对一个爱神的人而言，
To a person who loves God,
神他就是我们的家。
God is our home.
因为刚刚弟兄提醒我们，我们爱的人在哪里，哪里就是我们的家。
Our brother reminded us, wherever our loved ones are, that is our home.
昨天晚上有一点机会跟那个喜宝弟兄的父母亲谈了几句话。
And so last night I had an opportunity to share a little bit with our brother's parents.
他们从中国来这边来探亲。
And they came here from China to visit relatives.
所以呢，我昨天就问他们说，问候他们说，你们来这几个月当中呢，这几个月以后呢，会不会想家
？And so after I greeted them, I said, after you've been here for a few months, do you long after being home?
我的意思是说呢，会不会想他们在中国的那个家
？My meaning is, do you long after being home in China?
结果很稀奇的，他们回答我。
And amazingly, they responded.
他们夫妻二人同时回答我说，这里就是我们的家。
The husband and wife, they responded at the same time. They said, this is our home.
他说，因为我们所爱的儿子，我们所爱的孙子就在这里。
Because our beloved son and our grandchildren, they are here.
弟兄姐妹，是不是这样子呢
？Isn't that so?
今天神是我们所爱的。
Today God is whom we love.
神所在的地方就是我们的家。
Wherever God is, that is our home.
在这里，摩西他在这里做一个宣告说：“主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。”
And so here Moses he is proclaiming that Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
摩西告诉我们，神他是我们永远的家。
And so Moses tells us that God, he is forever our home.
兄弟们，我们还记得当主耶稣公开服事的时候。
We remember when Jesus came out into public ministry.
有一天，施洗约翰看见了主耶稣就对众人宣告说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
One day, John the Baptist proclaimed to the crowds, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God."
施洗约翰两个门徒呢，听见他们老师所说的话，他们就来跟从耶稣。
And so two of John the Baptist's disciples, after they heard this word, they went to follow Jesus.
耶稣看见两个人跟着他，就问他们。
So Jesus saw these two men following after him and asked them.
你们要什么
？And he asked, "What do you want?"
他们的回答就比较特别一点。
Their response was very special.
他们就说，拉比在哪里住
？They asked him, "Rabbi, where do you live?"
弟兄姐妹，这蛮特别的对话，是不是
？This is a very interesting conversation.
耶稣就对他们说，你们来看。
And so the Lord Jesus said, "Come and you will see."
他们就去看他在哪里住。
And so they went to see where he lived.
这一天，他们便与主耶稣同住。
And so from that day on, they dwelled with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这叫我们看见 一个认识主耶稣是神羔羊的人。
So we see, brothers and sisters, a person who comes to know that he, the Lord Jesus, is the Lamb of God.
我们心里面应当有一个渴慕。
We ought to have an admiration or desire in our hearts.
就是要与我们的主同住。
That we want to live with him.
就是要以他为我们的家。
We want him to be our home.
神是我们的家。
God is our home.
就说到了我们要住在神的里面。
This speaks of our abiding in him, dwelling in him.
我们要常常回到他的里面。
We need to often return back into him.
因为家是我们得安息的地方。
Because the home is where we gain rest.
家是我们得安慰的地方。
A place where we are comforted.
家是我们得帮助的地方。
A place where we are helped.
家是我们得供应的地方。
A place where we are provided for.
就因为当我们在这大而可畏的世界里头生活的时候。
When we are living in this great and terrible wilderness.
当我们软弱的时候我们去哪里呢?
When we are weak, where do we go?
当我们有需要的时候我们找谁呢?
When we have needs, whom do we find?
当我们需要帮助的时候我们依靠谁呢?
When we need help, who do we rely on?
当我们遇见危险的时候我们投靠谁呢?
When we encounter danger, who do we look for?
弟兄姊妹，世界不是我们的家。
The world is not our home.
神才是我们的家。
God is our home.
所以我们在这个世界里头生活。
So as we live in this world,
我们应当是一个常常回家的人。
We ought to be people who return home often.
我们应当是一般常常回到神面前。
We ought to be people who return back to His presence often.
我们不要一碰见难处。
Don't just because you encounter problems.
我们不要一有需要。
As soon as you have a need.
我们就到世界里头去寻求帮助。
That you look for help in the world.
这世界不是我们的家。
This world is not our home.
那爱我们的神，也是我们所爱的神，才是我们的家。
The God who loves us, He is our home.
当摩西在这里做这样一个宣告的时候。
And so here when Moses is making this proclamation,
摩西就想到在他过去上古的那些祖先们。
He thinks back to all his ancestors.
他想到了亚伯。
He thought of Abel.
想到了以诺。
He thought of Enoch.
想到了挪亚。
And Noah.
想到了亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他当年想到他们那个世代的人。
And he thought of all the men in those generations.
在这些属神的人身上，他们乃是以神为家的一般人。
Among all those men of God, they were men who called God their home.
不仅如此，我相信在摩西在启示的里头，他也想到了我们。
Not only so, but I do believe that Moses, in his revelation, thought of us.
所以他在这里借着这个诗篇，他来做这样的宣告。
So here, through this psalm, he's giving this proclamation.
就是说，神世世代代做我们的居所。
That God, in all generations, He is our dwelling place.
所以在摩西这样一个宣告里头，也包括了我们这些在教会时代里蒙恩的众圣徒。
So in this proclamation, he encompasses all of us in this generation of the church. We are also included.
因为我们在神的面前同摩西一同有这样的宣告。
So that together with Moses, we can have the same declaration.
神是我们的家。
That God is our home.
当然我们蒙恩得救之后，我们知道神为我们在天上预备了一个将来永远的家。
Of course, after our salvation, we know that God has returned back to the heavenlies to prepare a home for us.
就是我们当我们离开这个世界的时候。
That is to say, when we leave this earth,
我们都要去的那个将来的归宿。
We will go to that future dwelling place.
我记得保罗他曾经这么说。
I remember Paul, he had said in the past.
保罗为着教会，为着神的旨意的缘故，在地上受了许多的患难和痛苦。
For the sake of the will of God as well as for the church, he has suffered many trials and persecutions.
所以保罗他在写信给教会的时候。
And so Paul, when he wrote the letters to the churches,
他就提到我离世与主同在是好的无比。
He said in his letters, it is so much better to be present with the Lord.
保罗知道神为他在天上预备了一个更美的家乡。
Paul knew that the Lord has prepared an even better heavenly home for him.
我相信保罗在写那句话的时候，他是真的是想要早一天能够回到那更美的家乡。
I believe that when Paul was writing those words, he truly wanted to go home even earlier.
但是我们更感谢神的，不是我们将来离世的时候，我们能够去到一个更美的家乡。
But we thank the Lord, it's not that we're going to simply look forward to a home that is even more beautiful.
不错，将来一个更美的家乡是神给我们极大的恩典。
Yes, a future beautiful home is a great grace.
但更宝贵的是， 今天我们还在世上生活的时候
，But even more precious, which is today as we're living here in this world，
我们就能够以神为家。
We can already call God our home。
今天我们就可以住在神里面来过我们今世的生活。
Today we can abide in Him to pass our days。
所以以神为家就是住在神里面的意思。
So to make God our home means that you dwell or abide in Him。
那我们如何能够住在神的里面呢
？So how do you abide in God？
我们有罪的人。怎么如何能够住在神的里面
？For us who have sin, how do we abide in God?
神是圣洁的。
He, God is holy.
神是公义的。
He is righteous.
神就是光。
God is light.
神是全知的神。
God is an all-knowing God.
没有一件事在他面前是隐藏的。
There is not one thing that is hidden from him.
所以摩西在诗篇中，他就对神说：“你将我们的罪孽。”摆在你面前。
That is why Moses says in Psalm 90, "You have placed our iniquities before you."
将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光之中。
Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
同学们，你知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know?
我们所有的罪孽
，that all of our sins,
都陈列在神的面前。
Are all before the presence of God.
我们的隐恶
，all of our secret sins,
就是连我们。亲爱的配偶或是孩子，他们都不知道的罪恶
，even the sins that perhaps our spouse or children don't even know about，
都在神的面光之中
，are all before the light of His presence。
也就是说，我们所犯的每一个罪
，that is to say every single sin you have committed，
神都知道
，God knows。
同学们，所以摩西在这里说，谁晓得按着神的愤怒来敬畏他？
And so here, that is why Moses says that we are to come and revere him in his anger.
兄姐妹，神对罪恶的愤怒，我们认识的是何等的不够。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know his wrath and anger enough.
如果我们真认识到神对罪恶的愤怒的话
，If we truly come to know his wrath and anger towards sin,
我们就不敢在神的面前。任意的犯罪
Then we dare not willingly sin against him.
这里摩西告诉我们说
And so here Moses tells us
我们实在是需要一个敬畏神的心
That we truly need a heart of reverence before God.
今天我们有罪的人如何来亲近这位圣洁荣耀的神
So today, as we want to draw near to this glorious and holy God,
感谢神，乃是因为神为我们预备了救恩。
We thank the Lord. It is only possible through His preparation of salvation.
神借着他儿子，我主耶稣基督，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Through His Son, His beloved Jesus, beloved Son of God, He has prepared an open and living way for us.
这是主的血。
That is through His blood.
还有他的身体。
And through His body.
就如早晨我们在饼杯面前所领受的一样。
Just as what we have received this morning before the table.
我们乃是。靠着主耶稣的宝血
，Through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus，
我们乃是借着他的身体
，Through His body，
我们能够来到那施恩宝座前
，Now we can come before His throne of grace，
能够得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助
，And now He is our ever-present help in times of trouble。
今天我们要能够住在神里面
，And so today for us to abide in Him，
我们乃是因着罪得赦免。叫我们能够来亲近我们的神
，It is because our sins have been cleansed so that we can draw near to Him。
所以我们需要在主的面前常常来回转。
And so in His presence, we often need to repent.
我们需要来到神的面光之中。
We need to come into the light of His presence.
我们求神显明我们的罪恶。
And ask Him to reveal our sins to us.
就连我们所隐藏的罪恶，在他面前都能够被显明出来。
Even our secret sins may it be revealed before Him.
不是说神不知道。
It's not that God does not know.
神，我们乃愿意神显明叫我们知道。
We are willing for Him to reveal it to us so that we would know.
好叫我们能够知道说，因着我们主所受。的鞭伤，我们得医治。
So that through His stripes we would know that we are healed.
因着主在十字架上所受的刑罚，叫我们能够得着平安。
And through His what He has received, we may gain peace.
我们乃是靠着我们的主耶稣，能够来到圣洁荣耀神的面前。
And through what so that we can come before Him.
叫我们能够因着。得蒙洁净，我们能够住在他的里面。
So that together being cleansed, we can all abide and dwell in Him.
好叫我们在世的日子是能够被神所数算。
So that all the days of our lives may be counted and numbered before Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道，当大卫犯了罪，得罪神的之后
，We know that David, after he had sinned against God,
他有一段的年日，他没有 跟神认罪。
There was a period of time where he did not confess his sin before God.
直到神的怜悯借着先知拿单来告诉他的时候。
Until through Nathan, God had mercy on him and revealed it to him.
大卫就为着他与别示巴所犯的罪，在神面前有一个痛悔。
David, he had a true repentance through because of his sin with Bathsheba.
他就写了诗篇第五十一篇。
And then he wrote Psalm 51.
他就回顾当他在神面前还不认罪的那段日子。
And so he went back and he thought about those days where he did not confess his sin.
他是何等的痛苦。
And he was in great sorrow over it.
是何等的虚空。
It was completely a waste.
他知道那些日子是不被神所数算、所纪念的。
And he knew that those days were not counted and numbered by God.
弟兄姐妹，我们这是我们在基督徒生活当中所最基本的学习。
So brothers and sisters, this is the most basic lesson before the Lord.
我们要需要回转到神的面前。
We need to turn back to Him.
承认我们的罪。
And confess our sins.
承认我们的过犯。
Confess our iniquities.
神是信实的，他是公义的。
God is faithful and He is righteous.
只要我们认我们的罪。
As long as we confess our sins,
神借着他儿子耶稣的宝血，必洗净我们一切在他面前的亏欠。
God, through the precious blood of His Son, He will cleanse us of all our unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，住在神里面，不仅在神面前必须要被宝血来洁净。
And so once when you live before Him, not only do you need to be cleansed by His precious blood.
住在神里面，告诉我们另一方面的意义是，我们与神之间必须有一个真实活的交通。
But to dwell or abide in Him also means that you need to have a true living fellowship or communication with Him.
让我们来读一处圣经，在约翰福音第十五章。
Shall we turn to the Gospel of John chapter 15?
这段圣经也是我们比较熟悉的，在约翰福音第十五章。
This is a passage we are familiar with, John chapter 15.
第七节。
Verse 7.
主耶稣说，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you.
所以话就说到交通。
This word speaks of communication.
所以我们若是住在主的里面。
And so if you abide or dwell in him,
主的话就常常在我们里面。
His words will often abide in you.
也就是说，我们如果住在主的里面。
That is to say, if you abide in the Lord,
我们就常常能够跟主、跟神有一个活的交通。
You can have a fellowship, a true living communication with him.
关于这一点，我想从以色列的历史，我们来学习这样一个功课。
So in this point, let us take an example from Israelites' history.
我们知道当以色列人他们在旷野行走的日子里头，
We know that in the years of their wandering in the wilderness,
神虽然借着云柱火柱与他们同行，
Even though God was with them in the pillar of fire and cloud,
神也借着会幕就住在他们中间。
And he was also dwelling in their midst through the tabernacle.
所以我们看见神是与他的百姓是同在的。
We know that God was present. He was there with his people.
但是那一代的以色列人，
But that generation of Israelites,
他们却没有以神为他们的居所。
They did not consider God to be their dwelling place.
他们并没有住在神的里面。
They did not abide or dwell in God.
他们与神之间并没有一个活的交通。
There was no living fellowship or communication with God.
为什么呢？
Why was that?
在《使徒行传》第七章那里，圣灵就借着斯提凡的口告诉了我。
And so in Acts chapter 7, through the mouth of Stephen, he tells us.
他说在那些日子的里头，
He says that in those days,
他们造了一个牛犊，
They made a calf.
他们又拿祭物献给那个像，
And brought a sacrifice to the idol.
他们欢喜自己手中所做的工作，
And were rejoicing in the works of their hands.
也就是说，虽然神与他们同在，
That is to say, even though God dwelled with them,
但是他们在暗中却在那里敬拜偶像，
But in the secret there, they were worshipping the idol.
在那里侍奉偶像，
They were serving the idol.
不仅如此，他们还侍奉天上的日月星辰。
And not only that, but they served the host of heaven.
圣灵借着斯提凡的口还告诉我们说，他们又抬着摩洛的帐幕和礼翻神的心。
Through the mouth of Stephen, he also tells us they took along the tabernacle of Molech.
所以我们看见他们虽然荣耀的神与他们同在，
And so even though the glorious God was with them,
可是他们却没有住在神的里面。
They did not dwell or abide in God.
他们没有以神为他们的家。
They did not consider God their home.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道今天荣耀的神也与我们同在。
Today we know that this glorious God, He is present with us.
当我们因着信了主耶稣，
Through our faith, belief in Him,
不仅因着他的宝血，神赦免我们一切的过犯。
Not only through His precious blood has He cleansed us of all our iniquities.
神也将一个新的生命赐给了我们。
And God has given us a new life.
这实在是何等大的福音。
This is such great gospel.
然而还不仅如此。
And not only so.
神还将圣灵赐给我们。
God has given us His Holy Spirit.
就住在我们里面。
He dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们里面，随时随地与我们同在。
And He is with us all the time.
就像当日的以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites at that time.
荣耀的神与他们同在。
The glorious God was present with them.
今天荣耀的神也与我们同在。
Today the glorious God is also present with us.
但问题是。
But the problem is.
我们有没有像他们当日一样。
Are we just like the Israelites at that time?
一方面我们在神的同在里。
On one hand, we are in God's presence.
一方面我们又有为自己用自己的手造了偶像。
On the other hand, with our own hands, we have created idols.
我们是不是一方面用我们的嘴唇来亲近神？
On one hand, are we drawing near to God with our lips?
而我们的心却是远离神。
But our hearts are far from Him.
我们是不是一方面爱我们的神？
On one hand, do we love our God?
另一方面，我们也爱这个世界。
But on the other hand, we love the world.
弟兄姐妹，盼望从以色列人的借鉴给我们有一个深深的提醒。
And so, brothers and sisters, we hope that through the history of the Israelites, it would be a good reminder for us.
让我们能够宝贵神的同在。
That we would treasure the presence of God.
让我们更是能够来学习以神为我们的家。
That we would learn even more how God is our home.
让我们能够住在他的里面。
So that we would abide, dwell in Him.
让我们能够靠着主的宝血来回到他的面前。
That according to his precious blood, that we would come into His presence.
让我们学习因着住在主的里面，与神能够有一个真实活的交通。
That through abiding in Him, we would have a true and living fellowship with Him.
好像我们在世的日子是在神里面，是被他所数算、所纪念的。
So that our days on earth would be remembered and counted by God.
最近上周那个我们姐妹分享到她先生蒙恩得救的事。
Last week our sister shared with us the story of how her husband came to know the Lord.
感谢神，我有一个机会能够去和姐妹的先生能够有一点的交通。
And I thank the Lord that I had this opportunity to go and share with my sister's husband.
当然，我们姐妹的先生现在是我们主里的弟兄了。
And now of course he is our brother in the Lord.
那弟兄呢，他就告诉我说，在他重生得救之前。
And so our brother, he tells us that before he came to know the Lord,
他也读过圣经。
He did read the Bible.
他也听弟兄姐妹分享一些主的话语。
And he did hear of brothers and sisters sharing of God's word.
所以非常感谢神，借着周围的弟兄姐妹能够向他传福音，能够向他来为主做见证。
And so we thank the Lord that through the saints who were surrounding him, when they shared God's word and when they gave him their testimony,
但他说在他还没有重生得救之前，
However, before he was saved,
他读圣经的时候，
When he read the Bible,
他说神的话是神的话，
He said God's word was simply God's word.
他这个人呢还是他这个人，
And him as a person was still his same person.
就是神的话呢，他所读的神的话和他这个人呢并没有发生关系。
That is to say, there was no relationship between him and God's word.
然而实在是因着神的怜悯，
But it is through God's mercy.
借着弟兄姐妹的祷告和服事，
And through the intercessory prayer and service of brothers and sisters.
圣灵在我们弟兄里面做了奇妙的开启。
The Holy Spirit did an amazing revelation in a work in him.
叫我们弟兄自己他能够在神的面前为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
So that for the sake of righteousness and for the sake of his own sin, he condemned himself.
还在神的面前认流泪认罪悔改。
And he wept before God in confessing and repenting.
好像几个小时就这样在神的面前认罪悔改。
And it took him several hours as he repented before the Lord.
稀奇的事发生了。
An amazing thing happened.
当他因着主的救恩，他在神面前重生了。
As he was reborn through the salvation of God.
弟兄告诉我们说，当他在读圣经的时候，
Our brother tells us that as he began to read God's word,
他就突然间发现，
he all of a sudden realized,
他说他所读圣经的每一句话都是对他说的。
Every single word that he read in the Bible was speaking to him.
兄姐妹，这就是一个活的交通。
This is a living relationship.
当我们里头有了一个新的生命，
Once we have that new life inside of us，
当圣灵在我们里头开启了我们，
Once the Holy Spirit opens us up，
因着我们在神的面前，我们罪得赦免，
Because our sins before God are now cleansed，
我们能够与神有一个真实活的交通，
And now we have that true and living fellowship or relationship with Him。
突然间，主的话对他来说是活的。
All of a sudden, God's word to him was living.
不仅如此
，Not only so.
当我有机会跟他分享交通到罗马书第十章第十节的时候
，When I had an opportunity to share with him about Romans chapter 10 verse 10.
啊，我就简单的把那一节经节跟他交通了。
I very simply just shared with him that verse.
我就发现，在弟兄的里头，他就十分渴慕神的话语。
I realized that inside my brother, he truly desired after God's word.
弟兄就问我说，那这卷罗马书到底重要，主要的是说些什么呢？
And so my brother asked me, in the book of Romans, what are some of the main points?
当然我就从罗马书第一章开始有机会跟他来交通神的福音，就是神的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
And so then I had some time, I had an opportunity to start from Romans chapter 1 to say how the Son of God, our Lord Jesus, He is the one who came to save us.
当然我们今天还活在这个时间的限制里头。
Of course, we still live in the limited time that we have.
所以我与他的交通只能暂停在那个地方。
And so my sharing could only end right there with him.
所以弟兄身上所让我们看见的这个见证是什么呢？
And so in our brother, he shows us what kind of testimony this is.
兄姐妹，我们乃是靠着主的宝血，我们能够来到神的面前。
Through his precious blood, we can come into God's presence.
我们乃是靠着主的宝血，我们能够住在神的里面。
And through his precious blood, we can now abide in him.
而当我们在神的里面居住的时候，
And once we abide and dwell in him,
兄姐妹，我们与神之间就有一个活的交通。
Then we have this living fellowship or communication.
就像主的话所说的，他的话就藏在我们的里面。
Just as what the Lord says, His word is now hidden; it is in us.
就住在我们里面。
Now it dwells in us.
所以我们常常与主能够有这个活的交通。
So that often we can have this living fellowship with.
这样的日子在神的面前是被神所数算的。
And those days will be numbered and counted, remembered by God.
好，第二方面。从这种诗篇里面我们能够看到说我们做神所做的事的这些日子也能够被神所数算。
Secondly, this psalm tells us that if we do the things which God does, then our days can be numbered.
因为在这诗篇后半段的时候，神人摩西向神有一些的祷告。
We see in the last portion of the psalm, Moses in his prayer to God.
在第十六节那边祷告的后半段他说，愿你的作为向你仆人显现。
In verse 16, he says, let your work appear to your servants.
所以这里我们看见，这里神有他的作为。
Here we see that God, he has his works.
所以如果我们做神所要做的事情，我们的日子就被神所数算。
So it shows us that if we do the works of God, then our days are numbered.
这里我们就要问了，那什么是神的作为呢？
So here, what are God's works?
这里神的作为告诉我们，乃是要显明他的荣耀。
And his work is that we are to express his majesty.
也就是说，神的作为呢，他要将他的荣美制作在我们身上。
That is to say, we are to allow his majesty, his royalty to be worked out in us.
所以这是神今天在这个时间里头，他所要做的一个最重要的工作。
This is God's most important work in time today.
就是要叫他的荣美成形在我们身上。
To allow His beauty to be worked out in us.
借着我们这些人，叫他的荣耀能够被彰显出来。
Through us to allow His glory to be expressed.
简单的说，也就是要把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
Simply put, we are to all be molded into the image of our Lord Jesus.
这是神今天在我们信主之人身上所要做的一个最重要的工作。
This is the most important work that God is doing in all of us who believe in Him.
今天我们要做神所做的。
So today for us to do what He does.
还不是说我们要为神做这个，为神做那个。
It's not that we are doing this or doing that for Him.
今天最重要的一件事情，我们要认识神的工作。
But the most important thing is that we are to recognize God's work.
而神的工作就是要将他自己荣美的性情能够制作在我们身上。
That God's nature, His glorious character, is to be made into us.
叫神的性情能够成为我们的性格，好叫主耶稣的荣美能够从我们身上彰显出来。
To allow His nature be made into our character, so that we can express His beauty.
在这件事情的过程当中，我们看见这是神的工作。
In this process, we see that this is God's work.
弟兄姐妹，因为我们知道今天神的性情要成形在我们身上，这是一件非常艰难的事情。
Because we do know that today, for God to work out His nature into us, is a very difficult thing.
相信在我们当中，弟兄姐妹，我们也都尝试过。
And I believe all of us, we have tasted of that.
虽然我们知道神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Even though we know that we are to be transformed into the image of His Son.
我们心里也是愿意被磨成他儿子的形象。
And in our hearts, we are willing to be molded into His image.
但是当神在我们身上来雕削我们的时候
，However, when God begins His carving work in us.
当神在我们身上来破碎我们的时候
，When He begins to do His breaking work in us，
我们实在是不得不向神说，这实在是太难了。
We often cannot help but say to God, God, this is too hard.
但感谢神
，But we thank God.
在人是不能
，Even though it is impossible with man，
在神凡事都能。
All things are possible with God.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识到，今天神在我们身上的工作是神的工作。
We must know today that God's work is His work.
是神自己所要做成。
It is something that He Himself is doing.
他借着各样的环境
，through various environments，
甚至借着各样的艰难
，through many difficulties，
他在身上，在我们身上来制作我们。
He is constantly conforming us.
好叫我们能够渐渐的被他制作成为一个他手中合用的器皿
，molding us into a useful vessel in His hand，
能够来做神所要我们做的事
，so that we can do the things that He wants us to do。
所以在上个礼拜，我们听见弟兄和我们交通道。他因着孩子的学习和工作上所遇见的难处。
And so last week when we heard the sharing of our brother through the difficulty of his son, in his studies and finding job.
所以我们看见弟兄就见证说，我们人所有能用的方法全部都用尽了。
We hear through the sharing of our brother that all of man's ways were used up.
这是神在我们身上所要做的。
This is what God wants to do in our lives.
他把我们带到自己的尽头。
He brings us to the very end of ourselves.
我们才能够。真是认识到说，我们实在是不能。
So that we can truly come to know that we are unable.
叫我们能够借着祷告来求告这位全能的神。
That only through prayer we come to seek help from the Almighty God.
把我们的孩子能够交在神的手里。
We place our children into God's hands.
当我们看见，当我们借着在神面前祷告依靠的时候
，So as we see how we pray and rely on God.
神就能够在我们的孩子，在我们的身上。来成就他自己的工作。
God is able to accomplish His own work in our children and in ourselves.
所以在这里诗篇最末了，摩西向神有这样一个祷告。
And so at the very end of the psalm, Moses has this prayer.
他说：“愿你坚立我们手中所做的工，愿我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。”
He says, "Confirm for us the work of our hands." Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
弟兄姐妹，这里所说到我们手中的工作是指着什么呢
？Here, what is the work of our hands?
是不是因为我是做计算机的
？Is it because since I am an accountant?
或是你是做会计的
？Or I'm an accountant and you have a different occupation?
或是我们是在家里做家庭主妇的
？Or perhaps you're a housewife?
哎呀，我们工作遇见难处了。
And then you encounter problems.
哎呀，家庭主妇每天不知道要做什么样的。烧什么菜
？As a housewife, you don't know what dish you want to make.
我们说啊，主啊，你来祝福我们手中的工作。
And you say, Lord, please bless the work of my hands.
叫我计算机工作能够做得好。
And so that all the work that I do, it would be done well.
得老板的赏赐。
So that my boss would promote me.
叫我能够升官。
So that I could be promoted.
啊，或是我这个我在世界上做其他的工作。
Or perhaps in the other things that I do in this world.
我们就求神来祝。
We ask God to bless us.
兄弟们，这里摩西并不是这个意思。
Moses did not have that intention.
对我们而言
，To us.
我们在这世界上的工作不过是我们的副业。
The earthly job that we have is merely an occupation.
我们需要做这些的工作。
Yes, we need to do our jobs.
借这些工作呢，神来供应我们生活上所需要的。
Through our jobs, God meets the needs that we have.
兄弟们，这些是我们的副业。
These are just our occupation.
Secondary.
Our secondary occupation.
那我们主要的正业是什么呢
？But our primary occupation, what is that?
我们最主要的工作乃是神所要做的工作。
The main job that we have is what God is doing.
也就是我们要做神在我们身上所要做的事。
That is, we are to do the things that God wants to do in us.
我们必须要认识到，我们乃是与神同工的。
We must know that we are co-workers with God.
因为在我们身上所要成就的工作是神要做的。
Because the work that God is doing in our lives, it is something that He is doing.
但是我们需要顺服。
But we need to submit.
我们需要配合。
We need to cooperate.
好叫圣灵能够借着各样的环境 在我们身上来成就神所要做的事。
And allow the Holy Spirit through various environments to do what He needs to do.
神不仅在我们身上要来成就那荣耀的一个工作。
God not only wants to complete that glorious work in us.
我们更知道神乃是在他的教会里头，他要得着一个团体的。
But we also know that in his church, he wants to obtain a corporate vessel.
所以我们看见神在建造他的教会。
And so we know that God is building his church.
神要把所有属他的人把我们联络在一起。
He is uniting all those who belong to him.
把我们建造在一起。
Building us together.
所以我们记得上个主日有几位弟兄姐妹就分享到神在他们身上所做的事。
Last Sunday, several brothers and sisters shared of God's work in their lives.
我们记得其中一位姐妹，她关于她父亲的一个难处。
And so one of our sisters, through the difficulty of her father.
所以，在人所看来的话，是不可能能够为她父亲安排一个合适的住处。
According to man, it didn't seem like it was possible for, them to arrange a residence for their father.
姐妹和她的家人，他们也到了一个尽头，他们不能再做什么。
Our sister and her family members, they came to an end. They didn't know what else to do.
也不知道。做什么
？They did not know what to do.
但感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的姐妹她知道神是她的家。
Our sister she knows that God is her home.
所以呢，她就来求告神。
And so she came to ask of God.
她不仅她自己来求告神。
And not only did she ask herself.
把这样一个需要带到教会的里头。
She brought this need to the church.
当教会弟兄姐妹为她一同在神的面前同心合意祷告的时候。
So when brothers and sisters together with one heart prayed for her.
我们就看见神如何。做成那奇妙的事情。
We see how God did an amazing work.
就连他们不信的那个阿姨都能够看见说，你们所信的神的确是不一样。
So even the unbelieving aunt, she was able to say that the God that you believe in is truly different.
所以叫我们弟兄姐妹众人能够一同来经历神是如何一位全能的神。
So for all of us, we can together experience how He is an Almighty God.
弟兄姐妹，我们只有做神所做的工。
So brothers and sisters, only as we do the work of God,
我们的日子才能够被神所数算。
Can our days be numbered and counted by Him?
愿早晨神借着摩西的祈祷来提醒我们。
This morning through the prayer of Moses, may it be a reminder for us.
神他是我们世世代代的居所。
God is our dwelling place in all generations.
他不仅是我们将来离世以后那永远的归宿。
Not only is He our future home after we leave this earth.
他今天就在我们中间。
But today He is among us.
他今天就与我们同在。
He is with us present.
他今天就是我们的家。
And today He is our home.
他就是我们的居所。
He is our dwelling place.
所以愿主在接下来的日子里头
So in the following days
主能够来指教我们如何数算我们的日子
May the Lord teach us how to number our days
好叫我们得着智慧的心
So that we may present a heart of wisdom
叫我们知道如何住在他的里面
So that we would know how to abide in him
叫我们如何能够与他有活的交通
How to have a living communication fellowship with him
叫我们能够看见他所要做的工作
so that we may see the works of his hands
在我们个人身上
in us individually
在我们的家的里头
within our families
在他的教会当中
within his church
让我们能够认识神所要做的事
so that we may know the work of that of God
让我们能够与神同工
so that we could be his co-workers
让我们能够借着祷告来与神同工
that through prayer we could co-work with God
让我们在神的面前有这样一个心愿
And so may we have this desire before God.
愿我们神的荣美能够归于我们。
That we may express His majesty.
叫主荣美的性情能够借着我们能够彰显出来。
That His nature would be expressed from us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在世的日子可能不多。
Perhaps the days of our lives may not be many.
我们需要有一个紧迫感。
We need to have the sense of desperation.
叫我们知道苹果吃掉了就没有了。
To know that once you've eaten the apple, it's no longer there.
我们日子荒废了也就没有了。
Once you've wasted your days, it's no longer there.
我们求主赐给我们有一颗智慧的心。
May God give us a heart of wisdom.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主人的话语是何等的有限。
Lord, our words are so limited.
但主感谢你将圣灵赐给了我们。
But we thank you, you have given us the Holy Spirit.
主愿你的灵在我们每一个听见的人心中亲自的来提醒我们。
May your spirit within the hearts of every single person individually remind us again.
提醒我们在世的日子是何等的宝贵。
Remind us that our days are so precious.
主每一个日子在你面前都是恩典的机会。
Every day is an opportunity for grace.
主早晨愿你再来指教我们。
Again, this morning, teach us.
只叫我们能够学会如何数算我们的日子。
So that we may learn how to number our days.
主叫我们的日子在你面前是被你所数算的。
So that our days would count before you.
是被你所纪念。
Would be remembered by you.
是能够让你在我们身上成就你的工作。
So that you could accomplish your work in us.
是能够让你在教会中得着荣耀的。
So that you may gain your glory in your church.
主愿你的荣美从我们从我们身上得着彰显。
May your beauty be expressed from us.
主，愿我们在地上的日子来，我们是预备好等候你的回来。
So on our days, with our days, Lord, we would be prepared, ready to welcome your return.
主，我们等候那与你面对面荣耀的日子。
We wait for that glorious day where we can be face to face with you.
主，愿我们在你面前没有一个是羞愧的。
So that not one of us would be ashamed.
主，你恩待我们。
Please show us your grace.
你怜悯我们。
Your mercy, have mercy on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.